views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Artie is a renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Skye's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Skye.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie and Skye Siegel. We are here to serve and have fun, everybody.
Hi, everybody. How you doing this week?
Why don't you give everyone the number?
All right, my dear. My number to call here so you can get a reading from Artie and I for free, guys, for free.
A minute. No, we'll hit your credit cards later.
Even though we don't
have them. Now it's for free. We'll hit your credit cards later. No, I'm only kidding.
So the number that you'd want to call if you want a free reading is 800-930-2819. Now, if you want to get an amazing reading with my amazing partner, Artie.
Amazing.
Amazing. It's 877-ANGEL-02. And if you would like to get a reading from me, Angels 02. Sorry, guys. It's 877-ANGELS 02.
02.
02. Now, if you'd like to get a reading with me, my number is a little bit more conventional. It's 908. I was going to say 900. I was actually going to say that. 908-500-1474. And we do appreciate you guys calling us in, whether it be for a free reading or whether it be on the clock. It doesn't matter. We're here to serve.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. And this is why we're here every single week, because we enjoy it. We have a lot of fun together.
Yeah,
it gives
do.
Reason for Skye and I to get together for these few moments, because
right.
we both have very, very busy lives. And but no, it's really great to take a break from life and just to chill out
and be with you guys.
And be with you guys. We really enjoy it. We enjoy talking about life, talking about topics. And a little later on, around 5:30, we're going to be having a wonderful, wonderful guest on.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Josie Varga.
Angel, just an angel. And she's going to explain to you people out there who are a little on the edge about life after death. She is going to show you and teach you that there is life after death. And, you know, if you do listen to us every week, you hear us tell you that there's so many people out there that have had near-death experiences, who have had experiences of angels coming to them, of loved ones coming to them. And now we're going to let you hear from a lady who has overcome so many disabilities in her life and was told that she could never be an author or write, and has written five of the most amazing books you will ever read in your life. And I really want you to take down the names and to buy these books, because believe me, it'll be the best investment of your life, because it'll show you that everything that comes out of your mouth, be it negative or be it positive, will come back to you in one way or another. And for those of you on the fence, again, that there is an afterlife, you'll see positively that there is. Okay? So I'm going to get the titles of the books.
Well, one of them I know is Visits from Heaven.
Yes.
Now, when she says near-death experience, that doesn't include when you look at somebody and say, you know what, I'm going to kill you. That does not mean a near-death experience. But, you know, so many people have lots of, you know, wonderful stories of their personal experiences as far as, you know, being visited from a loved one. And Josie's books, it's almost like I like to compare it to one or two of her books. I didn't read them all, unfortunately, but I did read the first couple.
And I think they you inspired one of her books. You're in one of her books, and you're in the book. Your face and everything.
Oh, I didn't realize. My punum.
Yeah, your punum. Listen, was it really your anniversary yesterday?
Yeah,
because I was crying. I was hysterical. The texts you were sending.
Oh.
I was on the floor. I couldn't breathe. I was hysterical, really? Crying, laughing. Yes. We can't share them with you folks, but he was making me crazy with laughter, which I really needed.
That's good.
Well, wait a minute. Yes. The first book she wrote was Footprints in the Sand. That was book one. Now, I'm not sure of the order of the rest of them, but one of the books is Divine Visits. The next book is Visits from Heaven. The third book is Visits to Heaven. And the fourth book was Make Up Your Mind to Be Happy. And, of course, the first one was Footprints in the Sand. So these are amazing books. I'll tell you what. This lady is such an inspiration to all.
Just Google Josie Varga, Josie Varga, Varga.
She not only has cerebral palsy, but she's also has a terrible hearing impediment, which is a long-lasting, long-life impediment. But she has overcome all of this.
All of her obstacles.
All of them. And she's written books that you could die for.
Yeah, very inspirational. You know, if you want something bad enough, you know, you're going to be able to overcome your obstacles. And there's always a million and one reasons why you can't, why you shouldn't. Because of this, because of that, you know, there's a million and one good reasons why you say why you can't do what you want to do. But the bottom line is, when you're focused on a dream, when you're focused on your goal, if you have passion, and it's also very important to be organized and committed, you're going to make it. You are definitely going to make it. And through your will be God's will. You know, a lot of people say, you know what, if it's within God's will, so it shall be, so it will happen. But the truth of the matter is, if anything is within your will, then it will be within God's will. God's will is your will. And there are certain things that we don't have control over. And so therefore, it is within our, you know, divine path that we go through certain challenges in our life that we are not consciously aware of. So, but we do have more control of situations in our lives than we choose to give ourselves credit for. And if you don't like the way things are going,
change it. Then
you got to change it. It's as simple as that. You have to change it. And when you're going through changes, that also involves a lot of inconveniences and a lot of discomfort, because we become comfortable with that we've grown comfortable with for so long.
Yeah, and I truly believe, too, that our angels lead us in directions to find out which way we're going to go, whether or not we're ready to go to the next step in life. In other words, they will lead us to a direction where it's going to be murder for us. And we take the easy road out instead of taking the hard path, the path less traveled. So if we take the path less traveled, or we take the path that is harder, they're going to judge to see, not that they judge, but they're going to see which one we take in order to see if we've grown, enough for the next step. Would you get the marbles out of my mouth?
Yeah. You know what? It was very interesting. You know, like she said, you know, the road less traveled or the harder road. Of course, most people will pick the easier road. So, and I've said this, what I'm about to say, I've said this one or two times before, where there was these two, you know, it was a Sunday morning and it was a full church. And, you know, the Reverend was saying, you know, do you want to take the high road? Do you want to take the low road? And do you want to be like Jesus? And you know, because he knew he was about to get beaten and he knew that, you know, all what was going on, but he still stayed true to his heart. And there's not a lot of people who are capable or strong enough to do that. And Moses did the same thing. And so did Mother Teresa and a bunch of other wonderful spiritual leaders. And so as the priest was preaching to his, church, he said, you know, as far as what Sky was saying, are you going to take the high road or the low road? Are you going to do what's right or do what's wrong? And, you know, Jesus was willing to die for you. Now, I'm Jewish. I'm not a, you know, my thought process is different somewhat. However, when he said that, you know, Jesus was willing to, you know, die for your sins and to do this for us and to take a lot of his pains, you know, at that moment, there was these two gunmen who walked into the church and they brought in their shotguns and they cocked their guns and they didn't shoot it yet, but they cocked their guns. And he says, if anyone's here willing to take a bullet for Jesus in the name of God, he said, stay, everybody else leave. And like the place poured out and like 90% of the people poured out. Yeah. And the priest stayed. And so the two gunmen walked down the center after everyone left. They walked down the center and they sat in the front pew and they unloaded their, they didn't, when I say unload, they undid their gun.
Uncocked it. You forget the expression.
Right. And so, you know, after the guy said, you know, who's ever willing to take a bullet for Jesus, stay or the rest can go. So they all left. And so the one guy said, okay, Father, he says, you can continue your sermon. He said, all the hypocrites left.
That is beautiful. You that know? Is exactly what it's all about, folks.
And so it's about willing to take a bullet for somebody or for yourself, but not literally a bullet, but but pain.
The pain, hardship.
The pain or the hardships to be able to do what's right. And
right.
It's about blind faith and it's about courage. And right now it's about having a commercial break. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Come here, baby. Make good all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got the change.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie.
Hey,
and
hey.
Artie and Sky,
hey,
and
hey.
All of us are here together with you.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Well, like we were telling you guys, we're going to have a really great guest star on the show today, and she's overcome a lot of obstacles in her life, and she's very enlightening, and she's really someone to look up to if you have maybe some issues that you're going through and you don't quite feel like you're up to snuff and you're depressed or you think that the world is coming down on your head, you should listen to some of the others' troubles. And
yeah, everybody has their troubles and tribulations stuff. Like everyone goes through their times. And I really believe in my heart and soul that every single person in this world really does have an interesting story about their lives. Even the biggest jerks, even the laziest bums or whatnot, there's a reason why they are the way they are or why they think the way they think. And everybody has a different – it's like a snowflake. Every single person is different.
Right.
And, you know, it was interesting. I was just speaking with somebody the other day. I forgot who I was speaking with. And they were mentioning the fact that, you know, it's interesting how so many people have so many different tastes in color schemes, in the way they dress, in what they like to do or not like to do. And if everybody, like the same color, if everybody liked the same car, this world would be a very boring place.
Absolutely.
So to have variety of the extreme, I think is really, really cool.
Absolutely.
And why I came up with that, I don't know. But
because you're brilliant.
No, but it's okay to be different, all right? And I definitely am known as the black sheep of the family, but that's not a bad thing. It's just I'm unique and I'm different.
Listen, folks. We are so different. We are mediums, okay? You can't get more different than that. And we have gone through a lifetime, basically. I mean, what, you were in your early 20s, right?
I was in my late 20s, well, 27 when I first
started. Okay, your mid-20s, all right.
But so, even before that, I was totally different. I was,
This gift is not something that you can buy, make, or just learn. You can't. You have to have had it. It maybe wasn't awoken. But maybe you got that itch to awake it from an angel who pushed you where you went. But you have had to have it. I can see.
There are reasons why people are pushed in certain directions, you know, to be where they are, to learn what they needed to learn. And it's not necessarily a psychic or a medium. It could be a teacher. It could be an electrician. It could be a therapist.
Right.
It could be whatever. And I'm going to tell you an interesting story of how I even got started as a psychic and a medium. It's really crazy, actually. Well, like I said, you know, I've said this a few times as far as I got something in the junk mail. And it said, how would you like to develop your psychic ability, intuitiveness? Go to the Edgar Cayce Foundation. And so I did, long story short. So I did, and I went there, and they taught you how to open up your heart and mind and soul to be 100% unconditional, which I did. Met lots of nice people from all around the country who were there to learn. So then when I got back, again, I wasn't looking at it like it was, you know, the answer to my prayers. I did it literally just for the fun of it, just for a fluke. And I was reading for friends and family because I just thought it was cool and it was so much fun. And I was able to tell people things and predict things before they even happened. And I would say, well, when I tell you, I had tears in my eyes sometimes with some of the things that I told people that came true.
Yeah.
And then what happened was, like I said, you talk about, this is the weird part. I was playing the stock market. All right. And long story short.
This is a true story, folks. And it's really scary.
Yeah.
But, and it's true.
But I lost $5,000. I had premonitions on some stocks that I knew in my heart and soul that these stocks were going to go up. So I borrowed about $20,000 that I didn't have, but I was so confident that the stocks would go up. Well, and I figured within a year's time, I was more than good. Well, within a year's time, I had to give people back their money, and I was out $5,000. And when I tell you, I was extremely angry. But yet there was a divine reason why I lost this money. And I thought about this a lot, believe me. Now, mind you, before I move ahead and tell you what else happened, which is also a part of this story, 6 months later, both my stocks that I sold, because I had to give back the money, both stocks that I did sell, they both started going up almost immediately after I sold both the stocks, so I could give back the original investors their money. Plus, I had to borrow the money from a friend to make up the difference of what I lost, which I paid everybody back. And one stock went up 100% from my original investment, and the other one, get this, went up 650%.
Oh my gosh.
Within a matter of 6 months. It was crazy. It went from $2 a share to $13.50.
Wow.
And I was, when I looked at the paper, I screamed so loud with anger while I was in the car by myself. I was freaking out and I was cursing and nonstop. I literally saw stars. I screamed so much, so loud.
His head imploded.
So then I turned on the car and I had the radio on, you know, like not realizing, you know, just when I turned on the car, the radio went on. And the very first thing that I heard was I heard the song, "That's Life, That's Life."
Oh, gosh.
And I started to laugh, but yes. I wasn't in the mood to laugh, but I started to laugh. You know, it's like when you're in that crying mode and someone's making you laugh, you're not in the mood to laugh, but you can't help it. You want to stick with it. And I was, oh, my God, my mood, my emotions were just so exhausted. And so what happened was,
I thought you were going to tell them the other story about the stocks.
No.
Okay. I'll leave that alone.
Okay. And so what happened was I had to now pay back this $5,000.
Oh, my God.
To my friend after paying back the investors and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, God, how am I going to make up the difference other than for my regular job? And then all of a sudden, I just said, you know what? I know how to do readings. I'll just start doing readings for the public and I'll charge. And I didn't want, now that I'm asking for more money than I've ever made before in my life to do readings, and not that it was a lot of money for a reader, but for me, it was still a lot of money what I was asking. And I said, if I don't pull through, no charge, because I didn't want the pressure. I didn't want people to think that I was taking advantage of them. So if I sucked, if I wasn't good, then, you know, it was just time spent. There was nothing lost.
And you know what that was? That was only a period of time when you had to build up your confidence, take away your regular mind and open it up to spirit totally.
Yeah.
And give yourself totally.
Right. And so I took off a lot of pressure off. So it turns out 90% of the people paid me. 10% I couldn't pull, you know, it could have been their energy, whatever. I could have had a bad day, whatever. But 90% paid me. And then my life, my career just took off. And it gave me a career. Like, I'm thinking, like, God, if I actually hung on to the stocks, if I was capable or able to, and I literally would have had over $100,000 in my pocket. I mean, it totally would have changed my life in a different direction. I don't think I would have been a psychic medium or.
So it was a good thing that it
happened.
And
that's why I said, you know, even though I was incredibly angry by what happened and what I'm trying to accomplish, and God's laughing in my face.
Because
He knows what's coming. He says, don't worry. He says, you're going to make more than that, and you're going to get tenfold. And,
right.
You know,
but you see, that is the road that's hard to walk. It's not the road of least resistance. You understand what I mean? You had to go down the road where it was hard road to walk.
Yeah, I had to take a lot of crap.
Yeah.
I did. And, you know, I mean, I enjoyed my life. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed my life of doing what I was doing. And I wasn't in financial ruins. I was just trying to get ahead and make more money than, you know, like everybody else.
Yeah.
You don't want to make just a living. You want to make
a
living. You want to have a comfortable life.
Absolutely.
And that's what I've been shooting for. And I was just so damn angry and frustrated. And then when I got this blow to me, you know what it is? Sometimes, you know, when you get your legs chopped off, it makes the rest of your body sharper. It makes your mind sharper.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of you starts kicking in because of whether it be fear, whether it be anger, whether it be determination. It's like, you know, it's like,
right.
That grunt, you know,
right.
And, but without, you know, God taking away certain things from you, it wouldn't make you where you are right now.
That's absolutely true.
And
I'm a perfect example of that. And we will tell you about that story as soon as we come back from this break.
And we're going to have Josie Varga join us too.
Yay.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed, to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
Welcome to Live More Radio with host Ali Katz. Join Allie as she introduces new ways to bring balance to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques. Stress less, live more, so you can live your truly authentic life.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
That you were going to go with? You said there was a story.
I was going to say the story of Michael. Michael needed to be born.
Oh, yeah.
And that if he didn't pass away, I would never have come out of the closet.
And you guys are back on now.
Say that.
Alrighty. No, I'm not going to say all of it.
No, when I say come out of the closet, people obviously think.
Yeah.
Are we on, Brian?
Yes, you are.
Hey, everybody, we're on, Brian. We're on with America and Brian.
Okay. Now, as I was saying, I was going to tell you guys a story.
We're going to have Josie on soon.
Very soon.
But Skye's got to finish her story.
Yes.
Okay, boys and girls.
I wouldn't have become a professional medium had my son not passed away. I was doing it for my friends. I was doing it for my family. You know, I didn't do it on a grander scale as I'm doing it now. I would never become professional. But if it wasn't for him, I would have never done that. And I believe that it was his destiny to have to pass to bring me to what Creator wanted me to do with my soul or my life here on earth, to follow my destiny. I really do. And that's why I have to be the best medium that I could ever, ever be. That's a lot of pressure, folks. That's a lot of pressure because I have to honor his memory because he went through a lot for me and I have to give him back only the best.
There's no pressure.
Well, there's no pressure when I read because it's all from spirit. But the pressure is that I've got to do so much more. I have to go that extra mile. I can't say no to anybody.
Wait, go the extra mile. Identify extra mile.
What I'm saying is an extra mile. If somebody can't afford to have a reading, and God forbid they're in a loss. Well, you just opened up the floodgates. No, I'm serious about that. If somebody can't afford a reading and they have a tremendous loss of a child, I would absolutely go there and help them. Without any remorse. They don't have to give me a dollar. I don't want anything. If I'm overbooked and I'm very tired and there's somebody that needs me, I will absolutely do it for them. I won't turn anybody away. I will go that extra mile because I believe that's what my son wants. That's what I've been put on this earth for.
I believe in boundaries.
I believe in love.
It's always good that whenever you got something good going on in your life, and it doesn't have to be just psychic ability or healing work, which is also very important.
But with
anything, you know, as a doctor, as a therapist, whatever. But when you are giving of yourself, I see too many people that give so much of themselves, they burn out.
Oh, yeah. No.
And you have to respect yourself and boundaries. And you can't always be available and accessible to somebody when you do not have the quality time and energy to give to somebody, you know? So,
but you know me, I'm like an Energizer bunny. I keep going.
Yeah, no. But everybody still has their limits. And I'm telling you, people, you know, if you do overly extend yourself, I'm not saying not to be generous. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying not to overextend yourself every now and again. But if you do it on a regular basis, this is exactly what gets you sick.
I know.
You get on burnout, you know, because there's always thousands and thousands and thousands of people who need desperate help. I mean, desperate help. You know what irritates the living hell out of me? And I have to tell you, because I know they're not listening because they're stuck, that and I'm not going to mention names. We have a family, all right, who got really bad news about their daughter. And, she's, terminal. They found out she's terminal. And I offered them this particular tea. It's an herbal tea. And actually, I forgot the name of it. But it's an herbal tea, and it takes 2 days to make this tea.
Wow.
This tea literally shrinks tumors.
I've heard of that.
It shrinks tumors.
American Indians use that.
Yeah. It stops the blood and the acid from going to the tumor.
Don't tell me they didn't take it.
And so I offered this to their daughter.
Don't tell me they didn't take it.
And they didn't. They wouldn't take it. They said, thanks.
Oh, my God.
No,
are
thanks.
You out of your mind? Are
this,
you kidding?
This tea, literally, if you're interested, I want you to go to my website, ArtieHoffman.com, or ArtieHoffman@gmail.com, if you want to know more about this tea. And the creator... One of the makers of this tea is in Bayville, New Jersey, which I'll turn you on to. And it's amazing. And he has literally saved this one gentleman alone has saved hundreds of lives. People who literally were diagnosed with terminal four cancer,
wow,
or stage four cancer, did a complete reverse turnaround.
I know. I've heard of this. The Native Americans, my people, know about these herbs that are that we make teas from that really cure cancer.
It cures cancer.
I know it.
And so this girl has like all these tumors and lesions within her brain.
Oh, geez.
And I said, this tea has
it can't hurt.
And the one of the best things about the tea, other than the fact that it cures, it has 0% side effects.
Jeez.
No side effects. And they still said no thanks.
What?
And it just infuriates me. And you want to know something? I'm more angry about the arrogance. I understand when your child, you've been diagnosed.
No, I'm sorry. You absolutely
when you're
wrong.
But I do not understand that.
You do anything in your power to save
your child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I make them wash horse poo-poo.
And you want to know something? I said to him, and I texted this to him just the other day. I said, do not wait until the 11th hour, until where they give her like maybe 2 days left or not. And so, Artie, we're willing to take it now. It's like at that point, it's going to be
too late.
Right now, I really believe in my heart and soul. And I said to him, if you believe in miracles, I said, now's the time.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
You gave him such a blessing. I can't believe
that. And they turned it away.
Oh.
So not everybody, this is what's frustrating. Not everybody wants to be healed. And a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I want to be healed. Or no, I don't want my pains. No, I don't want to have my cancer. No, I don't want to have my sickness. I got news for you. People live on their pity party. People live.
I'm nauseous. I'm nauseous, literally.
This is how people make their identity through their bad circumstances. That's their identity. And it sickens me. You know, and, you know, for older people, a lot of times, you know, being sick, it gives them purpose. It gives them the reason why their family comes to visit. It gives them reasons to do something where they go to the doctors every day. It's something to do with their sickness. And it's and people make their sickness their identity and the poor me syndrome. And so they live for being in this circumstances. And then they wonder why crap is still hanging around their life and their family and everything. And it infuriates me when you have 1 ounce of hope of something that's coming to you that could possibly help you, where their diagnosis is death.
Right.
The diagnosis is death. This is what all the doctors say, not just one or two, one after another.
Can it hurt?
You have everything to gain. Now, if the person's on their deathbed and they want a cigarette, give them a cigarette.
Absolutely.
What are you going to say? It's not healthy for you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
Stupid these people are they
it
out
irritates
of their mind? I'm ready to go punch them in the face.
Yeah.
I swear to God. And just take the baby and give it the tea.
Right. And all you do is take 2 ounces 4 times a day. That's it. You're not allowed to take more than 2 ounces. It's not like you take more, because if you do take more, it does have a negative effect.
Okay.
But you only take 2 ounces 4 times a day. That's it. And it stops the blood and the acids from going to the tumors, because the tumors need blood and acid to survive. And
right.
So when you stop the flow of it, the tumor shrinks and then
it dissipates.
And that's it.
Jeez.
That's it.
Now, I want to tell you something. You're absolutely right about this.
Now, the reason why the pharmaceutical companies don't advertise this is because they would be out of a job.
Billions
of dollars. Pharmaceutical companies are not in this just to cure people.
Right.
And that's why a lot of their drugs have all these side effects.
Right.
Because then you need more medications to take care of the side effects and to keep doctors going and to keep the visits going. You know, when you go to people like Sky and myself, Josie, I'm sorry. I know we're going to have you on, but I got caught up in this. When you have people like Sky and myself, and I have other friends who are very good healers, we are not in it to try to keep you coming to us over and over and over again.
We want to cure you
right away and then get the hell out of our life.
Next.
Right. This is our purpose. But with a therapist, all right, a regular doctor, therapist or whatever, they want you to come back and keep on coming because you are their living. You know, for us, it's like word of mouth, word of mouth. Oh, she was great. Sky helped me with this, and she helped with that, and already helped me with this, and already helped me with that. And boom, 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 like an epiphany just opened up, and now we can move on with our life.
Right.
And yada, yada, yada. And so, and I have a friend, Debbie, and she's, and who's a dynamite, Debbie and Mike, they are dynamite, dynamite healers out of Chatham. And we get to the core root of why your soul is hurting. We don't go from the outside and deal with your logical mind and all your problems.
Right.
We get to the core problem of why you are feeling like this, and we help you resolve your matters from the inside going out, not from the therapist.
Right.
Your chronicle or doctor or therapist will work on the outside going in because it takes a lot longer. But a true spiritual person will seep into your soul and seep into your emotions and give you back your power so that you could start moving on in the direction where you belong. And that's why it's very important for people like yourself to see people like myself and Sky and people who are of integrity. And we're not saying we're the only ones with our integrity. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there. You just got to go by word of mouth or who you believe in. And
holistically.
And this is the way for you to get cured and for you to, you know, don't become, and I, even though this is our living, don't become psychic junkies.
Right.
You have to live your life.
Right. I agree with that.
And it's good to get a heads up, and it's good to get some knowledge about, you know, your circumstances and what's going on in your life. Or,
because, you know, we do. Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt.
That's all right.
We do get psychic junkies that hang on to us like leeches, like ticks.
And it's too much.
It's too much.
You have to live your life and be responsible for some of your shots. And people who are psychic junkies, they give away all their power because they don't want to be responsible. They just want to be told what to do, what to do, what to do.
Right.
And life doesn't come with a blueprint. Life doesn't come with plans. Sometimes you just got to figure it out. Now, people like Sky and I, we could help you based on your choices, help you make healthier decisions based on the direction of where you are right now, or to give you those beautiful answers from your loved one, just to give you, to heal your heart so you have confirmation that your loved ones are okay, or to give you confirmation that you did good, or what they would like, or what you should be doing, or what signs are trying to give to you. This is where we come in to try to heal people's hearts.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, could you give Josie a call?
She's already on the line waiting, and we have to go to break.
I'm so sorry. So Josie, are you there?
I sure am. I've been listening to the whole conversation.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, we weren't talking about you, but only in a good way, actually.
Good thing.
I want to just say one more thing to end this. There's also a holistic cure for diabetes, and it's also a barrage of teas that you take.
Wow.
Yes. And I've known this for, let's say, 15, 20 years.
Wow.
Yes. And you have to be very specific and very on time with it and very accurate. And that's why my husband doesn't take it, because he's slipshod. He's not the one. He's not the kind.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Yes.
Josie, do you have any, Josie, we mentioned your books. We mentioned how wonderful you are at the beginning of our program.
Thank you.
And you're still wonderful. But through all the dealings and of dealing with the people, dealing with the public, for what we're talking about, have you had any experiences as such, whether people took certain holistic, herbal teas or whatever and turned around, or people who have denied it and you're befuddled? Like, have you had any experiences like this?
Not with any kind of herbs or anything like that. I mean, I just finished, as you know, Divine Visits, and Divine Visits is about divine interventions. So as far as do I believe in miracles and prayer and healing and all that, absolutely. Every day there's proof of that. And I really want to get the recipe for that tea you were talking about. That sounds incredible. Yeah.
No, it is. It is really, really amazing. And as a matter of fact, everyone who's listening, by tomorrow, all right, I will have on my website the name of, and the number of the gentleman who makes this tea. And it's very, very inexpensive. Very inexpensive. For what he charges, it blows me away. And you're going to be blown away. And so for all of you who are sick or who have, God forbid, have cancer or anything with tumors, you would be foolish, 100% through and through. And I promise you, your doctors will say not to take it. I promise you they will say that because they said it might have an effect on their meds. And the answer is it will 100% not. But they will say no because they need your money.
Right.
And they need your business. And they're not doing this for your well-being because for most right. doctors, most hospitals, trust me, everyone is just a number. That's and
so
that's
true,
the
guys.
Truth. And that's why I don't give money to any research because the cures are already out there. I donate money to doctors who help fix people's smiles. I do, you know, with the cleft lips and stuff like that. And to the Kettering Sloan Association, you know, people who really help out the people and to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
You know, I love all those charitable events, those charitable organizations. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely. I did it.
So, Josie, let me ask you something. Have you ever found somebody giving you a bogus story? Did you have to research what they were saying before you put their story in your book?
Of course. You know, a lot of times when I was writing Visits from Heaven, just so everybody knows out there, Visits from Heaven is about evidential afterlife communication. And what I mean that by that is every single story is backed up by proof. So, you know, in my case, I mean, you know the story already. You know, my husband's friend came to me who died on in the World Trade Center attacks of 9/11, a man that I'd never met. And when I saw him in my dream, his message was, Boston is okay. I had no idea at all what this meant. I only knew that this was a message that I needed to get to his wife. And when I did, remember, this is a man I never met, never met his wife, his family, nothing. And when I did, I found out that his wife had a brother in Boston, and she was considering selling her home and moving to Boston. So this is what he meant when he said, tell my wife, Boston is okay. So that's what I mean by evidential afterlife communication. Every single story, you know, had to be backed up by some kind of proof. And a lot of times, you know, people would call me up and say things like, you know, I was thinking of my father, and when I was thinking of my father, the lights went off or something like that. And it doesn't mean that, you know, as you know, I'm not saying it wasn't her father, but stories like that didn't make it into the book. And there were plenty of them. And then there were stories that I thought were just too far-fetched and didn't believe, you know. But every single story had to be backed up by some kind of proof, and I think that's what makes Visits from Heaven different from all the other books out there. And as you know, your story is a beautiful story, the one about Moo. You want to tell that story? You want me to tell that story?
Oh, yeah, with the story that, with Moo, I was doing a reading for a lady, and after I did a reading for her, she said to me, you know, because her time was up, and we were doing an Artie party, and she says, Artie, some of the things you told me, some of it was accurate, you know, like specific, and some of it was a little general, but I could still relate to it, but you still didn't give me anything that relates what you're saying to me that makes me believe that you actually got this from my mother.
Right.
So I said, well, you know, I can only give you what the spirit gives me. And so, you know, I said, well, let me look at your mother's picture again. So I looked at her mother's picture really quickly. I said, Mom is showing me cows. And she goes, yeah, what do you want me to do with that? I said, I don't know. I said, your mom's showing me cows. And then all of a sudden in my mind, I saw all the cows get up and they were all mooing. And so I said, I don't know why I'm doing this. So I looked at her and I went, Moo. And she broke down into tears and she started to cry. And I said, "What's the matter?" And she goes, "That's her name." I go, "What are you talking about? Her name is Muriel, but everyone called her Moo." And so, You know, why don't they just come out and say, "Hey, I'm Muriel," or "Hey, I'm Carol"? You know, why do they have to do it metaphorically and roundabout? I don't know. Maybe this was a way of me. This was, you know, because I've told this story countless times. So maybe this was a way for.
Yeah, and I love that story. But, you know, what you also
have to
people have to understand.
The spiritual world and the way it works and the way it operates.
Yeah, but, you guys are, you're interpreting what you get. I always say, people ask me about mediums all the time. And no medium out there is 100%. It's impossible. And it doesn't mean that you're a fraud or whatever. A lot of times the information doesn't come in, you know, clearly, or sometimes you interpret the information.
Sometimes we misinterpret what we're hearing.
I feel like the spiritual world is always 100%. It's our interpretation.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So as a medium, we're allowed to say, "Can you please explain this to me in a different way?"
Right.
Rather than just, "What the hell is this? What the hell is this?" So if you don't understand something, then, you know, you ask.
Yeah, and and then you have the people who, when you ask them that question, Artie, you say, "Is that correct?" or whatever. And they're very stoic and skeptical, and they don't even want to say yes or no. And that's wrong, because by them saying yes, it kind of leads you in the right direction, you know, and you get more messages.
Some people, Josie, are so waiting for you to slip up. They're almost sitting there with their hands folded, trying to discredit what you say. They're almost waiting. They're like on bated breath to tell you, "Nope, nope, nope."
Yeah, some people will look at me like they have to go to the bathroom really bad, and they're clenching their cheeks. that anal look in their face. Like, "What are you, crazy?" And I look at them, I said, "I'm not looking for your approval. I'm telling you my gut feelings and the signs that I'm getting. And that's why I record all my sessions, because if you don't understand it now, you'll get it later." And I've said this many times before. So, you know, like I said, as far as when people do that to you, I feel like this is more of their own insecurities.
It is, and
they have to understand that that actually affects the reading. You know, they're only hurting themselves.
Very much so, because you know what? If they're not receptive to what spirit is giving us, spirit stops telling us, because they're wasting their time.
Exactly.
You know what I
always say? It's okay to be skeptical. I think that people need to be skeptical, because let's face it.
I think that's good.
Yeah, there are a lot of frauds out there. But
yes,
the difference is you need to be open-minded.
I'm going to tell you something funny before we have to go for a break. But, you know, my friend Anthony one time said to me, "Artie, you know, I was reading for this," and this was years ago, "Artie, I was reading for this one person, and they said, 'Well, what about my sister? Tell me about my sister. How do you, you know?'" And so he started giving a reading based on his sister. And like a few minutes into it, she goes, "See, you're so stupid. I don't even have a sister." And so I said to, he says, "Artie, what do you say about that?" I go, It's easy. I go, "The messages that you were getting," I said, "if they ask you a stupid question, then the spirit is going to give them a stupid answer." You know?
Okay.
So it basically came right back at them. So you can't really, you know, when somebody's challenging you, like you said, you know, you just have to be open and let the energy flow. But, you know, if you're honest with your thoughts and your feelings.
Well, we should've
known. Yeah. But it happens, you know, sometimes, because if you're nervous or whatever, but, you know, stuff happens. But Josie, stick around, because we got lots of time to share with you. And stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're all going to come right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.